Tuesday night or Yud Zion Iyar. Bar Halacha.
Okay, so a few things happened on Lag BaOmer, which is Thursday. Tomorrow night and Thursday. First of all, in some Makaros, it's brought down that the Talmid Rabbi Akiva Pasku Milamus, the Gra Tushtels, Tu Ba'av, that one of the reasons of the celebration of Tu Ba'av was Shabo Kolo Mesei Midbar. So you see that even though a Gzeira is severe and Chayra was pretty much all-encompassing, Dvar Midbar, Talmid Rabbi Akiva, but when it's run its course, it's a reason for celebration. That's the Chayra de Gros Tushtel. Others wonder why it's a reason for celebration, and the Pri Chadosh learns that the Kavona is the fact that he made, that he was Ma'amid, the five Talmidim, that he ultimately was Ma'amid. And that became the continuation of Torah Sheval Peh and the Masorah, etc. And that's an interesting parallel to Luchos Shnios, where you see that sometimes, and this is a good lesson for life, even though it's not a Dvar Halacha strictly, but you know, you can do something and even build something up. There's no greater. The Luchos Rishonos were given Amish Vipi Agvura totally, Maimon Kol Yisrael, but then they broke. And then they went ahead and had Luchos Shnios, and that became how we received Torah from Hashem. For all the Doiras was the Luchos Shnios. So it turned out that Rabbi Akiva worked, you know, he taught for 12 years, 24 years, and then that really was decimated, but then he turned around and he established Torah with, he kept going, tried like he did it again. Okay, that's the second beer. Others talk about it being Yom HaDehilul of Reb Shimon Yochai, that the day he died, and some actually say, probably this is cute, if there was a Xeris Mis on him from the Malchus, so it might make sense to celebrate that he died a natural death in his bed, and he wasn't put to death by the Malchus. But Rashi brings down in Yevamos, and others say that there is, and we know that, you know, people bring something on the art site, there is an Inyan, Moshe Yeshiva Al Kivro, Rashi says, and you sort of, I don't know if the word is celebrate, you take note with the of his passing from this world, and he went to a different world. Okay, there's no fasting on Lag BaOmer, and no hesped, and if someone's getting married Lag BaOmer, which sometimes happens, so they have to ask a shayla of their rav if they should fast on Yom Kippur. So that's not so clear, and the shayla should be asked.